This campaign is really centered in and dialing down on how do we get more people involved in becoming childcare providers, as well as how do we better engage our business community to be a part of the solutions that are helping us tackle our childcare needs.
The Ellis County Child Care Task Force, along with the Hayes Chamber, continues working on making child care more available across the county. Hayes Chamber Executive Director Sarah Wassinger stops by to share the latest on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We have been making some moves, and just want to give a quick shout out as we get started to all of the men and women who serve on the Child Care Task Force of Ellis County. It is because of their efforts that we've been able to accomplish quite a few things since we've last visited about this topic. One of those big things I know we had talked about a little bit is the Child Care Provider Appreciation event that we had on May 11th. And we had really horrible weather that day that kind of threw a little bit of a wrench in things. And so we decided to delay it just a little bit to help get the storm through. And we ended up still having 75 child care providers attend. And I have to share that my most favorite part of that day was just the genuine camaraderie that was in the room. And so many of those ladies, there was literally one guy who attended who helped provide care with his wife. But all the ladies and him were so grateful for the time and space to just connect with one another. They had not been given that ability before. And so just giving them the same space to talk about, you know, some of the challenges that they're facing, but as well as some of the things that are going well was really important. And we are scheduling another event for them for next year because we don't want to be crazy people 2 years in a row. We're going to switch the date to June. We know that Child Care Provider Appreciation physically happens in May. However, with our large golf tournament that we have, just not feasible for us to have two large events stacked week after week.
Sure.
So June 20th, save the date if you're listening and you're a child care provider for that event for next year.
Very cool. And I wonder, not to get stuck on this point, but will you also be inviting auxiliary folks? And I don't know what those would be because I'm obviously not in the childcare world, but I'm thinking of like those folks that could be involved, but not actually providing that care.
You know, we haven't necessarily talked about that. We were talking about kind of direct care folks, you know, whether they be part-time or full-time, but that's definitely something that we can explore. Obviously, it takes all those hands providing that effort to make sure that those child care centers and in-home care spaces stay open. So definitely something to think about for next year.
Yeah, very cool. And like one of those things that those providers would need is food. And that's the next thing we're going to talk about here, right?
Absolutely. So this is kind of a unique discussion that we started about 4 or 5 months ago. And it was thinking about, you know, how could we be creative as a task force to eliminate one additional barrier for providers, whether they be providers in their homes or in centers again. And we have decided to explore a food program. This would be in conjunction with Sunshine Connections, which helps do some paperwork for refunds for the CACFP. It's the acronym. Don't hold me to what that means, but it's essentially the federal food program for children. And so we would work with some local businesses to essentially kind of cater the meals and then figure out a delivery system so that food could get taken to those centers. And we're exploring, you know, breakfast options, snack options, and lunch options. And our next meeting for that actually is going to be at July 19th at 5 p.m. We've done the best job we could interacting with our chamber members who provide catering services. If for any reason you're not a member and you do cater and you'd want to come to that meeting, we would just want you to be a chamber member to kind of stay up with that process. But feel free to come attend that at the Welcome Center. We're looking forward to that. I know that we have a lot of people who are interested in that topic. And we're going to explore the pricing to make sure that it's affordable for everybody. We know that's going to be kind of a limiting factor to make sure that it's comparable to what people are currently paying for their food for the kids.
Excellent. But I imagine with most of those providers, they're probably providing that food in-house, right?
Well, they are. And think about, you know, having, you know, how hectic it is, you know, when kids are screaming and running around and needing to be entertained. So the last thing that you probably want to do is worry about providing care and cooking that food at the same time. So hopefully this would be, again, another way to maybe eliminate some barriers to having a less stressful day for our child care providers.
Yeah. Well, and I would think, too, when you cook in bulk like that, it could be more cost effective.
Right. And looking at nutritious food options, too, might be a little bit easier from a higher scale to have more nutritious options at a more affordable price point. Mm-hmm. So. And then we were, interestingly, a choice for the governor's Early Childhood Transition Task Force. So they are kind of doing a road tour On June 28th, we actually had about six of our task force members attend that. And in total, we had about 40 community members who engaged in that conversation. During that space, we discussed the hurdles and obstacles for just childcare as a profession in that room, as well as resources available at the state level, programs that they're kind of sending down the pipeline right now, and just figuring out how we can make those programs a little bit easier for childcare providers to access. And then we also learned that they're also doing a regulation review currently. So all of the regulations are actually under review. We do have on the Child Care Task Force of Ellis County page, there's a link there where people can go look at the current regulations and provide feedback. You don't have to be a child care provider to do this. If you're a parent and you want to weigh in on what you think are good regulations or not regulations, those are things that you can kind of explore right now. So be sure to check that out if you haven't already.
Very cool. Because that is one of the big hurdles, right, that we hear repeatedly is yes. The legislation in Kansas really makes it almost impossible to make a child care center profitable.
We are the most heavily regulated state when it comes to child care. So whether or not you want to win that award or not, those are the shoes we're wearing right now. So let's be more effective in how we're taking those steps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of taking steps, one other step that our task force is taking is starting up a professional development series. This was actually unveiled at our appreciation event, and we had so many people in the room taking pictures of the slide that had the dates. So just to kind of throw those out there again, October 26th, January 25th, and April 25th, all these events will be held at Rose Garden Banquet Hall and Catering, and they'll run from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And registration will be $5. That $5 investment is going to cover their supper for the night and then get them about an hour and a half worth of certification content. And then we'll give about another half an hour of space for them to just connect with one another and really be able to network a little bit more effectively. We know that they have to have 16 hours of certification each year to maintain their license. And so the thought process behind this professional development series is, number one, let's help them get their content. Number two, let's make it very affordable. But number three, let's bring them together, because without us putting this unique series on, they're not going to have that opportunity because there's not another group that's, you know, providing that space for them.
Very cool.
So exactly. So we've been working with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment for that. They do have to have content that is approved and certified by them. So all the speakers that we will be bringing in will be certified through the state level. So people can rest assured that the content that they're actually going to learn will work for their requirements for that year. And I just actually met with Kaylee Connor from High Plains Mental Health Center this morning. They're going to be working on their certification process. One of the thoughts that we had for the first series was, you know, mental health for providers. They are in a profession where they don't get to talk to a lot of adults throughout the day. So different things that we can employ to help them with that challenge, as well as, you know, having difficult conversations. Some children may have developmental delays. They might be having some emotional or behavioral concerns that the provider needs to bring up to the parent's attention. And so in that space, we want to give them tools and resources to be successful in those conversations and maybe make that a little less awkward for everybody involved.
Very cool. I love that collaboration.
Absolutely. All the layers.
But of course, a big part of all of these efforts is getting the word out, right?
Yes. And you guys have been such a big help and resource for us in that. Many of you might remember that the Ellis County Commission and a couple of other generous folks contributed to a marketing campaign. This campaign is really centered in and dialing down on how do we get more people involved in becoming childcare providers, as well as how do we better engage our business community to be a part of the solutions that are helping us tackle our childcare needs. So back when we started this in 2021, we had over 700 spots that needed to be opened in order to address all the childcare spots that were needed in Ellis County. To date, we are down to about 515. So we've made some generous progress. One other thing that we'll talk about is, you know, the ribbon cutting that we're going to be having at Hayes Med's Child Care Center. That'll be on August 15th at 4 p.m. That specific project is also going to add 77 spots. So that'll even better impact that number that we just shared. So, you know, there's a lot of work being done across the different communities in Ellis, Hayes, and Victoria to help open up centers, but also the Child Care Task Force is really wanting to really connect with those in-home providers, too, and make sure that they know that whenever we have the ability to apply for grants on their behalf, we'll be reaching out to them and connecting with them to figure out what that looks like for them too.
Very cool. And you mentioned the Hayes Med one, but there's been some other ones that have opened up. I'm thinking, Ellis Schools opened one, and I know there's one, they're working on one in Victoria. Not quite there yet, but.
Yes, the Victoria Project is definitely, they're getting some traction on that too. So, and we've also written some letters of support for the Grow Hayes, the Grove Child Care Center. And so I believe they're in the middle of getting some really unique funding that'll hopefully help them get that project off of the ground and running too. So there's just so much that's happening. We also have intentions of doing additional prospective child care provider meetings in Hayes, Ellis, and Victoria. That's really kind of where we started as a task force in addition to that survey that we did early on. And so just figuring out how we can get resources to people. If there's mothers or fathers out there who are having young children and they don't have, quality care, this is the space and environment to consider, what would it take for me to become my child's provider? And then also help alleviate some of the questions and concerns. And provide care for some other kiddos in town, too.
Very cool. You mentioned the Hayes Child Care Center, and I wanted to make sure we got this out there. You've got a ribbon cutting coming up on that one, right?
So that is for the Hayes Med Child Care Center. That will be the ribbon cutting on August 15th at 4 p.m. And so we'll be excited to do that. And I believe we actually will be working with the Hayes Area Children's Center probably later this year to have another chamber chat perhaps in their location. So
excellent. Yeah, I know. And this is not any secret, they've had some turnover down there and kind of are a little bit of a rebuilding mode.
They have.
So this, probably will help them out and help get the word that they're back up and running.
Absolutely. They've had a lot of engaged board members and new staff coming about that are doing some really great things. So we're always eager and excited to champion on their behalf and make sure that we're connecting resources in the appropriate places.
Very cool. If people are wanting to be involved or know more, what do they do?
So easy enough. We have a meeting every month, and that is always the last Tuesday of each month at 4 p.m. at the Hayes Welcome Center at 2700 Vine Street. And if they want to get engaged, we also have a lot of resources on the website, so they can visit hayeschamber.com. And then under the news page, we have a resources tab, Child Care Task Force is right there. And we just actually did a new link on our homepage that'll take you there too, so there's not so many clicks. But or feel free to give us a call at 785-628-8201, and I can talk folks through getting started. You don't have to start at the beginning to be a part of the good that's being done in our community. We'd love to have you aboard.